Compass FM with Steph. And in the studio today, we welcome Teresa Evans from North Canterbury Citizens Advice Bureau. She is their coordinator. Morena, good morning.
Good morning, Morena.
Lovely to have you in the studio. So today we've got a few things to get through. So I thought we'd start with Awareness Week. When is that coming up?
It begins on Monday, the 20th, and goes through to the 26th of March, which is the Sunday. And this year's theme is about supporting diverse communities and celebrating multiculturalism within the CAB whānau. And so we offer free advice and information to everyone. And in addition to that, we're committed to making our service as accessible as possible. And that means being able to help clients in a language other than English.
Oh, lovely. So you have a multilingual volunteers?
We do, yep. Not in our bureau, mm-hmm. but throughout the country. We've got multilingual volunteers from many backgrounds and cultures. And they can help clients in their own language. And it means that if someone comes into our office here in Rangiora, we can see on our screens, we can find who's available, and we can connect the clients with that volunteer. So, and I'd like to stress it's much more than an interpreting service, because it means, so it's not a general interpreting service available to the public, but what it means that our service to the client means they're talking to a fully trained CAB interviewer in their own language.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a very powerful service that we offer, and huge support to those who, migrants are so good at wanting to integrate and speak English, but sometimes if things get a bit technical, if it's a product that isn't working, or a problem with a landlord or an employment contract, that can get a bit tricky to try and think of the words in English, to convey the meaning. And being able to speak to someone in your own language, I think it must be hugely supportive and helpful.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And sometimes, as you're saying, it can be easier to go back to the native language because you can't find that word for it.
No,
so it's great that's a great service.
Yeah, and you don't have to think about that. Yes. You just speak and it comes out.
That's wonderful. So it sounds like you're looking maybe for some more volunteers there, Teresa.
We are, yep. So the ideal candidate is someone who's a good listener, non-judgmental, willing to learn and keep learning, and confident in using a computer. And our promise to our volunteers is that they'll have an expansion of their knowledge, great deal of satisfaction in helping and empowering a client, and a bunch of really nice people to work alongside.
So a new intake of volunteers, do you train them sort of together?
Yes, we do it as a cohort. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easier for us to do a basic training, and then they come in with a mentor, and then they're on their own with an experienced volunteer, so we always work in pairs. And then, so it takes about a year to get fully accredited, so we're pretty, we're very careful with who we recruit.
Sure.
And we like to feel that our training is an all-round training that will help the volunteer feel confident in dealing with a client, and also that the client, when they come in, feels that they're in the hands of someone who cares about them.
Comprehensive support.
Comprehensive, yeah. So, extensive ongoing training. We've got mentorship. So if listeners are thinking that, this might be for us, get in touch. You can phone us or email us. You can go to our website. We can have a chat. I can email forms out. You can come in and have a look at the bureau, perhaps sit in for an hour or so. We'll just get you to assign a confidentiality agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking towards the end of May will be when we start, but we'll be advertising through April so we can get interviews set up, and then the training will go ahead from there.
That sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I know Volunteer Week is, there's an expo actually starting tomorrow with the Waimakere District Council. Will the Citizens Advice Bureau team, some of them be there?
Yes.
So we can talk to them in person?
Yep. So for someone who's keen this weekend, Kaiapoi tomorrow between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock at the Kaiapoi Library, and then the following week, Pegasus Community Centre, Friday the 24th of March between 5 and 7 in the evening, and Rangiora Library on Saturday the 25th of March between 10 and 12. So we'll have volunteers there, we'll have application forms, information about the service, and cheerful, happy volunteers who'll be willing to talk your ear off and persuade you to sign on the dotted line.
Look, it sounds wonderful, and it's so rewarding being a volunteer. You know, you meet new people, and there must be lots of other things as well too.
Right? Yeah. Well, just general knowledge, really, because a lot of our volunteers are retired, and so it's something that offers still a bit of challenge to you once you've retired. So we look at a 2.5 hour shift a week, or three times a month. We've got an ongoing learning session for 2 hours once a month. So we have outside speakers. We have our own meeting. We have a cup of tea so we can socialise. So it is a very good way. You know, we're a critical community hub. We connect people with information and services, but with our volunteers, we're connecting them with each other.
Yeah.
And it's a great environment. I was a volunteer for 10 years before I was became the coordinator, so I highly recommend it.
Fantastic. Now, unfortunately, we're just about run out of time, but if you can just quickly tell us some of the extra services that you provide and how do we get hold of you?
Okay. So our service involves in-depth interviewing to identify what's happening for the client, what information they seek, and what they've done so far. So we don't tell clients what to do. The volunteer researchers' options specific to the client's situation. We explain them to the client, and then we help them understand and work out what to do next. And you can come and see us at 209 High Street. That's the laneway that runs between High Street and the library, alongside the council buildings. We're open between 9:30 and 3:30. You can phone us on 313 8822, or email North Canterbury, which is one word, northcanterbury@cab.org.nz.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, and all the very best for Awareness Week. And we'll share that on our Compass FM Facebook page. Teresa Evans from North Canterbury Citizens Advice Bureau, and we will catch her next month.
Compass FM.